No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tame,
tame it to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith, the flight training professionals. We are your crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. All right, so we got a lot of stuff to cover on today's Radio Spectacular, because that's pretty much what it is, wouldn't you say, Ed? Are you feeling it?
Well, I was.
Until we started having technical glitches and things like that?
Yeah, now I'm kind of like,
now you're frustrated?
I was excited, now I'm like, okay.
Well, hey. Yeah, as we were setting up for the show today,
I lost that moment.
We had some technical glitches, but we believe that we have overcome them. And if not, well, hey, we'll wing it, as we normally do. We have Keith on via the web in St. Louis. He is on with us. So we have a full crew. Keith, you are with us. I'm not just making this up, am I?
What?
Oh, no! Okay, smart Alec.
Come on, Keith.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, there you go. The voice of God has spoken. So we do have a full crew, and it is finally working. Two tin cans and a piece of string. What do you want? You know, sometimes it doesn't quite come together how we like. But if things go as we have planned for our flight plan today, we hope to talk to Abington, who is out on the left coast, not in Vegas, but she's out at her original stomping grounds for her flight training. I think it's Santa Monica, California. She's going to check in with us.
Cool.
Also, a friend of mine from my scuba radio show, a guy named Dennis, and I hear him buzzing in right now. I think that could be Dennis in Austin as we speak. Am I right,
guys?
I got
Dennis so far.
Well, there you go. See? I knew if we get these two strings and cans together, eventually.
Okay. Grab the door when you come in.
Yeah. See, we're kind of piecing this together. There's engineers running all over the place.
Is Keith still there?
Yeah, he's still there. You can hear all this nonsense.
I'm still here.
Yeah. All right, good.
He's kind of wishing he wasn't, maybe. but he is. And so we're going to just continue on. So Dennis, as I was saying, he knows me from my scuba radio show. And when we started Just Plane Radio as a mission to learn how to fly, to take this guy right here that you're hearing right now and putting him in an airplane and teaching him how to fly a plane so he could get to some of his favorite dive sites, Dennis was very, I don't know, he was definitely talking to me right from day one, saying, hey, you know, I've been doing this, and you need to get on the ball, buddy. Maybe we can go do some of this stuff together. Right, Dennis? That's what you
were
thinking.
Correct.
Yeah,
when you announced it, it was just before Our World Underwater, about 3 years ago, that you were starting the show, and I said, you and I need to talk.
That's right. And he said, I've been doing this for years. I'm starting to get more active in the flying thing. And so he's been following my progress now, like you said, for like
progress?
3 years.
Or the lack thereof.
Well, okay. And in the meantime, he hasn't waited on me. He said, well, look, I got a son named Austin who was on actually one of our dive trips that we went on before. I met Austin out on one of our dive adventures. And now Austin is learning to fly as well. And at the time, well, I don't know, how old is Austin now?
I'm 15.
15.
Perfect time.
Yeah, so Austin is about to eclipse.
Pass you up.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And so, I don't know, how far along are you, Austin? Let's just talk about this.
Well, I've only had my second lesson.
Yeah?
Really.
So you're already flying better than Greg, I can tell.
What are you talking about? No, I got all the way through where I mean, I only had two things I had to do to get my flight certificate. Ed, you remember this. I had to do a cross-country solo, three airports, and I had to do a dual
Greg,
night flight.
Hey, Greg, this is about Austin, not you.
Well, no, I'm setting a bar for Austin.
Okay,
you know, and because he's just starting, and you know, if he's just starting, he still has 3 years. The way I look at it, if he's on my flight training schedule,
I think he might be faster than
I don't know. How fast do you expect to become a private pilot, there, Austin? What are you hoping for, there, buddy?
I was hoping to solo on my birthday in May. So,
yeah. Good.
So, really? Okay, well, that'd be solo, and then get your flight certificate when? I mean, at 15, don't you have to be 17 or 18, or what's the deal there?
Ed? He'll solo on his 16th birthday, which is coming up at the end of May.
Okay.
And then that gives him a whole year to work on the rest of the requirements, including that long cross country, so that he could actually take his test on his 17th birthday.
Very cool. Okay. And is that the deal, 17?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're working far enough in advance. So I have basically, a little over a year to beat him. That is doable, even at my schedule. Wouldn't you say, Ed? Is that possible?
It's plausible.
It's plausible.
Given a few things, it could happen.
Okay. And now, Keith, what do you think?
If we were to put money down on this.
I would not bet on it. I would not take any money on that.
Well, that's why I was going to go.
I may bet against Greg, but.
Well, what about Keith? Keith would bet for me, I'm guessing, or bet on me, wouldn't you? Keith, a little over a year, finally maybe I can get my flight certificate and get this done, you think?
I think that if you set goals like Austin has, then you have a shot.
Okay, so by my 17th birthday, mentally.
40 years ago.
Mentally, he's still 4 or 5 years from.
Yeah. There are times I think
he's about, 13.
Yeah, well, that's why me and Austin are, we can connect so well. We see eye to eye there, don't we, Austin?
We do.
Yeah. Yeah, Austin didn't back me up on this, right, Austin? We're like bros, right? Aren't we? Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever makes you sleep at night.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, really, Austin?
I like this kid.
I'm starting to think we're going to have a bad connection here any second. But I don't know. Let's talk about you a little bit there, Austin. Let's get this in. So is this something you always had wanted to do, is to become a private pilot, or what? What do you think?
Well, I've always been fascinated with planes. Even before I could talk, I would always be pointing out planes in the sky, like, because our house was right next to an airport, so.
Sounds like Greg.
Yeah.
But he's that way now.
Wait, what are you guys trying to say? This wasn't supposed to turn into a segment on beating up Greg.
Hey, this is just plain radio. That's what we do.
Okay. Anyway, so, all right, it was something you always wanted to do, but is your ultimate goal to fly to places and scuba dive? Because I know you're a diver as well. What do you think, Austin?
I don't know. I think having a private pilot license would just be very beneficial because, if I decided to go into the Air Force or become an airline pilot, I'd already have that certificate.
Uh-huh. So that could be on the agenda.
Yeah.
You think. And matter of fact, it was just this week that it's AOPA that offered up some financing for doing just that. Is that right, Ed?
Yeah, actually, a little bit earlier in the month, AOPA has announced that through a company they call AOPA Aviation Finance Company, that they're starting to finance flight training, whether it be for the recreational pilot to finish as private, to do a tail wheel endorsement, or really even the pro pilot. They basically are doing loans up to $100,000.
Wow. Well, now that wouldn't necessarily come into play for Dennis and Austin because they're filthy rich. Am I right, Dennis?
No.
Oh, okay. So maybe this is a route that you'll take advantage of. Is that possible, or what do you think?
If we needed to, it's sure nice to know we have that option available. I mean, I think the smartest thing I did was join the flying club because that's cut my cost in almost in half of what I'd be paying to rent from the FBO.
Yep.
And I have now some control over those airplanes where I didn't before.
Yeah. Well, I understand that for a personal pilot situation, but if for someone like Austin, you think this could be a career path for him, or is he just too young to know what's good for him yet? And you'll make that decision for him, Dennis. What do you think?
Well, I'm trying to enable him. Let's just put it that way. I want to put as many opportunities in front of him as I can. Mm-hmm. He's got a strong interest in engineering. He's had an interest in flying. He's been flying with me since he was 6 weeks old. So I've tried to foster that in him. And this will expose him to more opportunities down the road. He'll meet more people, be exposed to more technology, more opportunities, just broaden his horizons.
There you go. And do you use scuba radio and some of my stuff that I've done on that show, and now just plain radio to energize him, to get him into these activities even more so? Has it helped or hindered? I guess is my question.
Well, I guess, Austin, you probably use it as an example of what not to do.
Sure.
I knew it.
You can't pay for this kind of entertainment.
Yeah, you know, and it's not us doing it. I really like these guys.
This isn't really going how I expected it, I must say. But I guess...
On the bright side, Greg, it is all about you.
Well, okay, if you say so. I know Austin is impressed with what I do. The first thing he asked before we went on the air, goes, man, the Sharknado thing you did, that's awesome. Right, Austin? You are impressed.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. See, I can't even dig out of a hole at this point. But, well, you know, I am impressed with what you've done so far, Austin, and I do believe you can do it. If I can't do it, surely you can. And my money's on you. Or actually, my money's on both of us. We'll both become private pilots together. Sound like a plan?
Sure.
Okay. That's all I'm going to get out of them. And that'll have to do. We got more coming up on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
That's the spirit. Keep them flying.
1, 2, 3, like a bird I sing, 'cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings. And I'm so glad you're here today, 'cause tomorrow I might have to go and fly away.
Hey! This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed. Now, Captain Keith has been banned from the crew, at least temporarily, because last time we brought him and Abington together, there was this, like, 50 Shades of Grey sexual tension on the air that I don't think we can really, we can't handle that today. That just wouldn't be appropriate. You think, Ed?
Whatever, Greg.
And Abington is on via FaceTime with us right now. So, Abington, first of all, I apologize in advance. And secondly, Keith sends his love. How about that?
I'm so sad that Keith isn't here. That's
the only reason you agreed to come on the show.
The only reason I decided to come back.
Yes. Well, you know when you keep them apart, it kind of brings them closer together. That's what we're doing here on Just Plane Radio today. Well, there
absence
you go.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder,
see?
Greg.
See? You know, I could learn something from this. If nothing else, I'll create some very awkward situations next time they meet face to face. But regardless, let's talk about...
No, next time you see Keith's wife, that's when you get the awkward situation.
Oh, we never talk. And it's all good, clean fun.
That's
all
right.
Friends.
We are.
Right? But anyway, Abington, let's talk about you. You're out on the left coast. You're not in your home base of operations in Vegas this week. You're actually out there in California. But you were telling me, is it Santa Monica where you were initially learned how to fly? Is that where you're at?
Yeah, this is kind of my home turf. So I've come back to see all my friends. And, you know, Santa Monica is the heart of the big controversy this year with the airport. And
right.
So wanted to kind of get an update on that and make sure Harrison Ford was doing okay.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask, have you seen him?
Yeah.
No, I think he's still at UCLA, but he's doing well. So, you know, he did exactly the right thing when he had his engine failure after takeoff. So I got the whole scoop on that and the airport. And right now I'm at Santa Monica Flyers. One of my friends started a flight school here a few years back. So I'm just hanging out with him and teaching students. So it's pretty nice in Southern California. It's like almost 90 degrees.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Summer has arrived. Now, Santa Monica Airport. So is that Harrison Ford's home airport as well? Is that where he usually flies out of or no? Or used to?
Yeah. He's had a hangar here for, gosh, as long as when I was learning how to fly in 2006 at this airport, I know he had a hangar there as well. So at that time, yeah.
So our initial reports that, you know, when we got the news of his accident, that's what I thought. I mean, as an aviator, I picked it up right away. Hey, it looks like he did the right thing. It was too early at the time when we went to air last week. With the story, but that's what you're hearing as well, that he did the right thing, and from a pilot's standpoint, he probably did about as best as he could have in that emergency situation. You think, Abington, or what?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he is an aviator's aviator, so he knows how to fly an airplane probably better than all of us combined. And so I think he went textbook with it and treated it as you need to, nice, cool, and calm. Put the airplane down safely as you can. And he did that. And it just so happened that there was the doctor golfing at the golf course right where he crashed the plane. So he helped him get out of the plane. And, you know, it was as good as it could have been.
Yeah.
I saw something on AOPA Live with Barry Schiff, who actually checked him out in that airplane. And they showed an aerial view of Santa Monica. And, you know, he really taking off that runway, having the problem where he had, you know, it was the best place to put it and the safest place to put it.
Yeah. Have you flown into that airport quite a bit yourself there, Abington, or what?
Well, this is where I did my private instrument and my commercial rating. Uh-huh. So I've flown a few times at this airport. And really, that is exactly what I was taught, was if you ever have an engine failure on takeoff, the golf course is exactly where you go. So
it's the only place you could go without hitting a building, from what I saw as well, right?
Yeah.
You don't have much
unless
choice.
You're out over the beach. Yeah, because, well, yeah. I mean, you depart over the beach. So, I mean, you could technically put it down on the ocean, but especially during the summer months, that's a lot busier.
Yeah.
So, you know, the golf course has always been like our emergency landing spot.
Yeah. Well, you know, Keith, being that him and Harrison Ford kind of sound alike with their voices, that low, deep voice, you know, he has met Harrison Ford and said he's a great guy. And,
yeah, we met him at NBA a few years ago.
Yeah. Have you hung with him as well, Abington, or have you met him or not?
I've met him a handful of times. You know, he's always been such a great advocate for Young Eagles and for EAA and just for the industry as a whole. So, you know, when you hang out in this beautiful industry called aviation, you tend to meet some very cool cats, and Indiana Jones is one of them.
Sure. Yep. I have no doubt. I like all those movies. But, you know, I have a feeling, and I said this last week too, is that after this incident, and if it turns out to be indeed that he has done the right thing, or is, you know, like you said, a textbook type of an emergency situation, and he handled it appropriately, he's just going to go up even higher as far as respect in the aviation world, and probably turn this into a very positive thing, possibly for the mainstream media once he gets healed up and stuff, you think?
Oh, yeah.
You guess?
If he can, he will.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be super important, too, because, you know, the big controversy about Santa Monica Airport and how the city wants to shut it down. And AOP has been just a huge advocate for the airport with the government. And, you know, since somebody so high profile like Harrison Ford had an emergency landing here and crashed an airplane off the after taking off, that's going to add so much fuel to that fire. And I think when he comes out, you know, with statements or advocating aviation, because since he is such a big fan and a big supporter, I think it's going to be super, super positive in the long run. And I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
I agree. Now, what about all the, behind-the-scenes stuff that you've been getting this week about the airport itself? What is the latest dirt, I guess, with that story?
Well, the whole idea behind this airport, with all the, you know, people squawking about it this year, is there was a 1984 agreement that expires at the end of June this year. And it's basically a lease agreement between the FAA and the city for the grounds for the airport, for the operation. And, you know, I'm not going to get into the specifics, but the city is pretty adamant on shutting down the airport. I think everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. And it's right in the middle of LA. So, you know, they want to probably build houses and commercial properties and, you know, take as much value for the land as they possibly can. But I think the FAA is going to have quite a strong argument to keep it as an airport. So that's really what everybody's talking about. I used to live in Santa Monica when I learned how to fly here. And in fact, I actually lived right on the border in West LA.
Yeah.
So technically my address was Los Angeles. Because if you land at the end of runway 21 in Santa Monica, you're landing in LA. When you taxi off at the end, you're taxiing in Santa Monica. So it's
all
like
about
right at the border.
Location, yeah. Location, location.
Right.
All right, hold on.
It's all about zip code.
We got more coming up with Abington and maybe even Keith next on Just Plain Radio. Stay tuned.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings.
We have Abington on Just Plain Radio with us right now. By the way, abingtonco.com. You can check out her line of aviation watches and follow her blog. All kinds of cool stuff. These are really neat watches, by the way.
So we were talking about the Abington, the closing of the Santa Monica Airport, and the city wants to close it. Let me ask you one thing. Is the mayor there anything like Mayor Daley of Chicago?
I honestly don't know.
You know the story of Migs Field?
I do. It's, you know, sad.
It's,
yeah,
like tell people to start constructing bulldoze proof fences now to keep the bulldozers out.
Yeah.
All
exactly.
Right, I'm lost.
See, I figured we'd lose
story.
Greg on this one.
Yeah.
Gosh, this is going back 15, maybe even more years now.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Chicago owns Migs Field.
Right.
And it was right there on the lakefront, right by the aquarium. And it
prime
was a
real estate. Sure.
Great place to land and do business in Chicago. So it was a very important reliever airport. And he wanted to make it into a park.
Mm-hmm.
And because some of his cronies wanted to make it into a park. And
yeah,
we know how Chicago politics go. And so one night they came out. And even, you know, they've been trying to close it. FAA says you can't close it. We have money in here. AOPA was fighting it. They came out in the middle of the night with bulldozers and plowed up the runway. Literally, mm-hmm, there were airplanes stuck on the ramp because they were there overnight. And they had to be either disassembled or some of them were flown off the taxiway to get them out of there.
So what was their excuse? They said they were looking for Jimmy Hoffa or something? Or?
No, they just said, screw it. It's our airport. We're just going to do it.
And so
that's what I know that I would be concerned of sitting out in Santa Monica, concerned of the city doing something like that and saying, well, we don't care about the funding from the FAA or the laws or the rules. It's our airport. We're going to take it. So that's why I say build bulldozer-proof walls.
Yeah, but they
walls.
Didn't have Indiana Jones, let alone Abington, to deal with out there in Santa
Monica.
Right? So you'll take them out, right, Abington? You'll do that?
I'll bring my air pistol.
Okay, that's good enough.
That'll work.
We'll do it. We'll let you get back to your fun out there on the left coast, and we appreciate you checking in, Abington. Always a pleasure, okay?
Always a pleasure, Greg.
She didn't even say, but I would prefer to have Keith here.
But you heard my thoughts.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You gonna ride shotgun with me, help me fly?
That's the plan.
Spread your wings and fly away. Fly away. Far away. Pull yourself together, so you know you should do better. That's because you're a free man.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed. And now we are rejoined by Captain Keith. We couldn't bring him on while Abington was on with us as well due to technical restrictions and, restraining orders, I believe is what it was. Wasn't that what it was, Ed? Something like that? There was some law that we would have been breaking. Because,
law?
I'm sure it's a California law because she was out in... You know, out there on the left coast, and Keith was in St. Louis, and there's friction.
Oh, I'm sure.
And we would have been, we'd have been culpable in creating an inappropriate.
Keith, where does he come up with this crap?
I think it's because last time I was with on here with Abington, she said something about liking my voice.
Yeah.
He just wanted me to talk to him.
Well, for what
believe me, she was commenting about that while you were off.
Yeah, and she said she's totally over it. She really doesn't like you at all. So I wanted to spare you
she
from
never
that
did like me. She only liked pain. My voice.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's just move on because that's just inappropriate to talk about anyway. Let's talk about some other stuff. By the way, I'm winning a plane. Thanks to the folks at AOPA, I'm sending in my entry for the You Can Fly sweepstakes this week where they're giving away that custom 152 Cessna.
Oh, yeah.
You see that? I'm winning it. I got the entry form, and I just have to send it in. You didn't see that? It's nice and yellow.
Oh, yeah, I know the airplane you're talking about. I want to see the entry form.
Yeah.
There's other stuff on the back of it.
Yeah, there's all kinds of, prize, number two. They got like a... one of those Garmin video cameras.
Is there something for number 1,000?
What's that?
Is there something for number 1,000?
1,000 what? What do you mean?
The 1,000 winner?
No. There's like...
Because that's where you'd place.
No. Yeah, you have like, I think there's 6 prizes.
Yeah, Keith, let's back up three years ago. He was going to... I think he wanted to win that Husky that was down that AOPA was giving away.
Wasn't my first choice, though. I mean, I'll take anything at this point, to be honest. But, I still have my sights. Matter of fact, here's an interesting little tidbit for you. There's actually a friend of mine who's writing a book.
You have friends?
It's hard to believe. I paid him. But he's writing a book, and he's incorporating me into one of his fictional novels as a radio show host. And he texted me, and he asked me, he's like, look, Greg, the story behind this, you are going to be, someone's going to come in and act as a Greg imposter. They're going to, try to steal my identity. Why would anyone want? Well, that explains why it's a fictional novel, first of all. But anyway, that's kind of part of the storyline. And he said, this guy is going to fly like you do on Just Plane Radio, and I need to know what kind of airplane would you and your crew be flying in? And what do you think I told him?
What do you think you told him? The de Havilland on the amphib floats?
I said a plane. That's no, I... A de Havilland? No, that wasn't. It was on floats. He actually
made the caravan on floats?
No, I went with the
Kodiak.
I did. Oh, yeah, okay. The Quest Kodiak.
Quest Kodiak.
And but I gave him the option of the Cessna Caravan as well, thinking that, okay, that's a more popular mainstream type of flying a vehicle. But I said, I'm more of a rustic kind of, you know, most interesting man in the world type of guy, which would want some more of a, like an off-road version of the Caravan, which might be the Quest.
Just to give Keith the visual, right now I'm standing on the stool to keep out of the crap that's being spewed on the floor.
I can appreciate that.
Can you really? No, you can't.
I'm holding my feet up.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
I mean, I can agree about the part of the airplane.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What part?
Oh, that'd be perfect.
I love the Kodiak. I think it's a great airplane.
We've all looked at that plane several times.
Yep.
And we've talked to them about giving us one to the company, and they've yet to take us up on this offer. But if they only knew what I have in the works, I mean, think, they're writing a book, and we may get this into the novel. If it's in the novel, it has to be turned into a movie. Harrison Ford would probably play my role, and then we'd have to get a Quest Kodiak. And wait, Harrison Ford's way too old for me. We'd have to go younger, much younger. But you get the gist.
Brad Pitt. He's a pilot.
Yeah, maybe. He's still pushing it on the age, though, isn't he? Isn't he? He's older than me.
No, he's not.
No?
He's my age.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he you know, well, okay. I guess if I had to settle.
Actually, he's younger than me.
If I had to settle, Brad Pitt could play the role of me. But there you go. But see, there we have another excuse.
Why do you need somebody to play the role for you? I thought you were an established actor.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. After Sharknado 3, he should get top billing in the movie.
Well, yeah, I am a paid actor in Sharknado 3 that comes out in July. By the way, they announced the release date this week. However, as one reviewer said, that this could be the launch, or let's see, this could be the ending. Listen, no, wait. This should be the beginning and probably the end of your acting career. So,
they've
you
obviously
know,
seen something.
One hit wonder kind of deal. I don't know. But hey, you know, I'll take it for what it's worth. I got the check cleared. Who cares? And so I'm a paid actor, and. But after this, I'm not so sure. You know, I'm you know, I do certain things and then I have to move on. You hear what I'm saying, Keith? You know,
yes.
I get bored easily.
Is that by choice, though? That's the question.
What do you mean?
Are you moving on by choice or are you moving on by necessity?
Well, you know, you go straight to the top with movies like Sharknado 3. I mean, it's pretty much downhill from there, literally, isn't it? And you know,
I'm not sure about that.
You mark that one off the list. You move on.
Who,
it'll just distract me from learning how to fly and to being a private pilot. If I start to get into this whole movie Hollywood scene, I'm just you know, I'm not really.
It might help pay for some of it.
You seen the actors? They don't get paid nothing. You know, I get paid as much as they do. Most of them. Trust me, I know this now. Because I got the check and I saw how little they pay. So, anyway, we'll leave it at that. But I don't know. A Kodiak is still the plane I'd like to use and get my hands on eventually. Because it would, you know, we could get it on floats. I could bring, you know, 4 or 5 people with me, even with something like that, and maybe some gear. It has quite a carry capacity to it. And the only advantage, really, that I see, and this is a big advantage for me, is that the takeoff and the landing requirements for that plane are supposedly, at least on paper, better than the Caravan.
Oh, yeah, it's a smaller airplane.
What do you mean it's smaller? I thought it had the same carry capacity, if not more. I thought it was the same as a Grand Caravan.
Mm-mm.
So the Grand Caravan, you think, carries more?
I'm not sure about the carry capacity, but just physically, the size of the airplane, it's smaller.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Keith? I thought they were both pretty much the same size.
Honestly, I don't know. I'd have to look at the stuff side to side. If I remember correctly, the Kodiak is slightly smaller.
Mm. Well, it can't be.
It's not by a huge amount,
but it's
just
it
a little
smaller.
Bit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, still impressive. But like the one thing that caught my eye was that the shorter takeoff and landings.
Yeah.
And I was like, that would play to my advantage. I could see that as a big plus.
Mm-hmm. Why do you see that?
Because, you know, if I'm flying over the islands and, you know, and I don't need as much runway or takeoff distance, some of these smaller airports, you know,
that's one and the same,
more rustic. Well, yeah, maybe, potentially. But, you know, you get out there on a hot afternoon in the Caribbean, you want to have as much headroom as possible when it comes to those numbers.
I like headroom.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, headroom and runway length.
Yeah, Keith was made for a caravan.
Yeah, he needs it.
Yeah.
Just for the headroom, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, so we got that. But
not necessarily made for the 421.
Or no. the 152 that the AOPA is giving away?
No.
That would
actually,
be fun.
Actually, you got a lot of time in 152s. You fit fine.
I do.
In
I can get in 152.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Is it like watching, you know, clowns get into a, you know, a Shriner car, though? Because that's how I would picture it. So it'd be very entertaining to watch such a feat.
But yeah, you just sit down, you pull your legs in.
Pull your legs in, and it's kind of like, I didn't know Keith was such a contortionist.
Can strap the airplane on.
Yeah.
He's a circus freak. All right, more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Flying away, is that a bad thing?
Only if you're a human being. Fly away, dance all night, sing all day. I grow these wings
so I can fly away. This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. FTPros.com is a website you can go to and learn how to fly with them as your flight instructors. Do it now. Get free glow sticks for your next rave.
That's what it sounds like, a rave
something
here.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, there is some other aviation news going on outside of me getting a new plane or winning AOPA's sweepstakes of a new Cessna 172.
152.
Or 152 that they refurbed.
Yes.
ADS-B.
ADS-B.
Back in the news.
Yes, ADS-B compliance 2020. We've been talking the last few months, and AOPA's been making a ruckus up on Capitol Hill about we're not going to be ready for the mandate. The cost is too much for smaller airplanes to comply with. And just in the last week, we've seen a number of announcements come out about ADS-B out equipment that you can retrofit into your aircraft. Mm-hmm. And we've seen some, up until this point, everything we've seen is $5,000 plus insulation, $5,000 plus insulation,
yeah,
which for a 1977 172 that's worth $45,000, that's a little hard to stomach. It's really hard for a 1965 150,
mm-hmm,
that's worth maybe $20,000 to put that much avionics in,
right,
to continue to fly. And so there have been a couple things out, a couple that are noteworthy. That free flight launches ADS-B out solution under 2000, and it's a standalone unit. It even has the WAS enabled GPS built into it, which is part of the ADS-B requirement, and it will talk to your iPad and give you the information on your iPad.
Now, I predicted that. You remember I said that a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
I said they're going to make an app for this.
Yeah. And so that's one, and that's a decent price. $2,000 with everything plus installation, so there's labor involved.
Yeah, that's a lot of iTunes cards in the App Store, though. Yeah. They got to bring it down even more.
Well, Aspen got theirs out there. They were the normal $5,000, but just kind of stumbled across a release from Garmin, and here comes Garmin as the 800-pound gorilla in the industry. They've got a couple different possibilities here where they could retrofit the current GTX 33 or GTX 330 transponders, which are Mode S transponders like we have in our 172s,
right,
and for about $1,200, a retrofit that will give us ADS-B out because we already have the WAS enabled unit. They also will have a standalone one for about the same price. And then the other thing, which was, I didn't even think of this until I saw this article, light sport airplanes.
Yeah.
You can't retrofit in a light sport airplane like you can a standard category airplane. It takes the manufacturer to come up with a certified option for you to add that type of equipment. So our Cessna 162 Skycatchers, categorized light sport, we effectively... 2020 in Orlando, those airplanes dropped dead because we wouldn't be able to fly them in this airspace.
Mm.
Unless Cessna, as the manufacturer, comes up with an ADS-B option. And one of the things that Garmin has come up with is one that could go into and talk to the G300 that's in here. So it sounds like all Cessna is going to have to do is approve that as an option, and then the airplane gains a little extra life. Then there was also one that came out that was a battery-operated one for antique aircraft that have no electrical system, because they're not excluded from this rule like they are with the mode C rule.
Well, are any of those options like an upgrade to like the Stratus system that ForeFlight uses?
There
is coming. You know that's coming.
Yeah, I think they're working on something. I do have some. Some insider info on that.
Uh-huh. So I'm right again.
I talked to somebody who's been talking with the people at ForeFlight. They're working towards that.
Yeah. So we're down to the $2,000 threshold.
Well, we're down to $1,200.
$1,200 for what? Which one's 12?
The Garmin.
That's only $1,200.
It's only $1,200.
So it's a breakout box you still have to put in the plane, but it's only $1,200.
Yeah, plus installation.
Okay. Well, my prediction, and mark my words, is that ForeFlight will come out with an upgrade and it'll be free.
Problem is, and the one thing that it has to be is in the regulation,
mm-hmm,
it states it's got to be mounted in the airplane, and that's where a device like Stratus is not part of the aircraft. It's not installed in the airplane. It's not part of the airplane's avionics system.
If you put it in suction cups on the window, that doesn't count. What makes it installed versus uninstalled?
They have to actually mount it to the airplane and power it through the ship's power and have an external antenna to it.
Well, that'd be fairly easy to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be a stretch for them to come up with a version of Stratus that somebody could just permanently mount in the airplane, and they'll talk to the iPad, and away we go.
Yeah. What do you think, Keith?
I think it's a great thing. They got to get the cost down, though. Like Ed's saying, you know, it's just too much money, and eventually they will as technology comes up, and you know, we've got 5 years left to go.
I mean, it's hard to get over the hardware part of it. So there's going to be some cost associated with it like that, just like the Stratus unit is.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling they're going to come out with a Stratus 3 or 4, and it's going to have that capability built right into it somehow. They're going to make that work. They have to make that work.
Yeah, you know, the group at Free Flight says their plan is to build 10,000 units to keep the cost down. You know, and that one is a standalone unit that can go into any airplane and just talk to an iPad. So it might even be something like Free Flight and For Flight get together and make that as
standard or something.
You know, something that talks to For Flight. That's one of the things that I think is what's going on out there is they're talking about opening up to some other vendors.
Cheaper is better. The less we got to spend on that, the more we can spend on actually flying.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we'll leave it at that for this week. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site for Morbid.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.